Masechet Cholin Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we said that the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam only applies when the Shechita was valid. Here we'll talk about a situation where the Shechita was performed by somebody who was deaf, a deaf mute, somebody who lacked knowledge, or a katana minor who likely do not do Shechita properly. Mishnah says, Hiresh Shote V'Katan, a deaf mute, a deranged person who lacks knowledge, or a minor who sheshahatu ve'achenim ro'in motam, that did shehaita, and other people watched them do it. The people who watched them saw that the shehaita was done properly. In those cases, hayav lechasot, the people who are watching are obligated to cover the blood. The shehaita was done correctly, and therefore there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam, but the person who was slaughtering it cannot do the mitzvah because he's not legally allowed to do it on a halachic basis, because he's exempt from all of the mitzvot. So therefore, person who's watching it has to do the kisui hadam. Benan leben atzmam, if these people who we mentioned above did it in private, the shehaita, nobody was watching them, patur milechasot, anyone who sees the uncovered blood is exempt from covering it because the shehaita was invalid. We make that assumption because these people do not have the wherewithal, they don't have the ability to do shehaita properly. So the assumption is it was done incorrectly. Only if someone was watching them and they saw that it was done correctly, do we assume that do we say that it was a proper shehaita. V'chein le'inyan otov ed beno, same thing with the mitzvah that we were talking about in the previous perek of otov ed beno, the isur to kill a mother and her offspring on the same day. Sheshehatu ve'aharim ro'in otam. One of these people we mentioned above, the deaf mute, the shote, the person who lacks knowledge, and a katan, if they slaughtered an animal with other people watching them, and they saw the shehaita was done properly, asur lishchot aharehem, it's forbidden to slaughter the animal's mother or offspring afterwards on that day because of the isur of otov ed beno. Benan leben atzman, but if the shehaita was done privately without people watching them, there's a machloket. Rabbi Meir matir lishchot aharehen. According to Rabbi Meir, even though other people were watching them, he still permits the slaughter of that animal's mother or offspring afterwards on that same day, because the shehaita of the first one was probably invalid, and therefore the isur of otov ed beno would not apply. According to Rabbi Meir, the first animal was slaughtered improperly. We can make that assumption. In the situation here where it was done privately, and we have no reason to believe it was done the right way. So therefore, you could continue to kill the second in the equation of Otov Ed Beno. There's no nervousness about this Isur because the Shaita was probably done in an improper way. But Hachamim Osrim, Hachamim say you're not allowed to slaughter the mother or the offspring on that same day because we have a Hashash, we suspect that the Shaita was valid. In this type of situation, Hachamim say that we can't assume the shehaita to be invalid because it's possible that they did a proper shehaita. So the otov ed beno has to be kept out of a safek. Hachamim also would say that if any of these people slaughtered a haya or a bird without being observed, that kisui hadam would have to be done out of a safek. It's a deoraita situation, so therefore safek deoraita of the humna, and you have to take care of the problem. When we said above that kisui hadam is not required, in that case, it was following the Rabbi Meir, who says that the shehaita was presumably invalid. Umodim, shim shahat, she'eno sofeg et ha'arba'im. Hachamim agree that if someone did slaughter its mother and offspring later that day, they would not receive malchut arba'im because it's possible that the shehaita was invalid, and therefore, when the second of the pair was killed, that it wasn't a violation of a tov ed beno.